Welcome to the Protecting Your Family's Future podcast. I'm estate planning attorney Richard Chamberlain, and in this podcast, I'm going to guide you through important estate planning topics so you can make sure that your estate plan will protect those you love and preserve what you have. I'm glad you're here, so let's get started. Hi, this is Richard Chamberlain, and welcome back to the Protecting Your Family's Future podcast. This is episode number 83. Today, we're continuing our discussion on estate planning mistakes to avoid. This week, we're going to talk about not having a plan at all. Now, that's probably the biggest mistake that you can have with estate planning is not planning. Sure, estate planning can be an uncomfortable thing to think about. It's an uncomfortable discussion sometimes. But what we're doing is we're planning for the inevitable and for the possible. And if you don't have a plan in place, then things won't happen the way you want them to, and they'll be very difficult for your loved ones, family members to take care of things. So let's say you don't have a plan and you become incapacitated. You're not able to manage your own property and financial affairs. You're not able to make your own decisions about your health care. If you don't have a plan in place, and in that situation, the plan would be a durable power of attorney and or a trust and a healthcare power of attorney or a designation of patient advocate. If you don't have those documents in place and you become incapacitated, then someone needs to go to court to get the authority to manage those things for you, either in a guardianship or a conservatorship. And you will have lost the ability to appoint someone to do those things for you without a court getting involved. So having a plan means you get to choose the people you want to have authority over you if you become incapacitated. You give them the ability to do the things that they need to do in a very efficient and much easier manner. So having a plan if you become incapacitated is really important. And not having a plan is a big mistake you want to avoid. Of course, when you pass away, having no plan at all means the state will insert its plan for your assets. If you have your own plan, you get to say who's in charge, who receives your assets, how the assets are received. If you don't have a plan at all, then the state has what's called an intestacy statute, and it says that these are the people who will receive your assets. It might not be the people that you would have picked, might not be the people that you would want. And in fact, it may be the people you would definitely not want, but it doesn't matter because you didn't do a plan. You didn't make your wishes known. And so the state plan controls. So not having a plan at all in that situation can be a terrible mistake as well. So avoid that mistake. Get your planning done. We often hear from people who are reluctant to have the discussion, who put it off. We call them estate plan procrastinators. We often hear from them that they're really relieved that that process is complete and this plan is in place. They have peace of mind that things are going to be taken care of the way they want them to. So get your plan in place if you don't have one. If you have questions about your own estate planning, you want to talk to one of our attorneys, reach out to us if you are in Ohio or in Michigan. I hope that's helpful for you today, and we'll see you again next week. Thanks. So that's it for this episode of the Protecting Your Family's Future podcast. I hope you found our deep dive into the world of estate planning and estate administration to be helpful. For more information and tons of additional free resources, visit our website, chamberlain-law.net. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next time.